beaches in New Jersey will open on Memorial Day, according to state officials, with some limits on the number of sunbathers and social distancing in place. This move is expected to boost the state's tourist economy. Maine also relies on summer visitors, many from states where the virus is still rampant, which is making business owners worried that summer may be over before it even started. Maine Public Radio's Fred Bever reports.
In Old Orchard Beach, it's spruce-up time for the fry shacks and pizza parlors, the roller coaster, the tilt-a-whirl, and the town's many low-rise hotels. At the Waves Oceanfront Resort, workers like Raxme Yee and owner Ken Lafayette also have something else to worry about, the coronavirus.
So we're keeping some of the pools closed. We're not opening all our pools because...
But the pools are the safest thing. I mean, look at all those chemicals. There's no way any...
It's about the social distancing on the pool deck.
Well, just, you know, so you can't sit on the deck and just only swim in and out.
It's one of many new COVID-19-era concepts that Maine's tourism leaders have to contend with. In March, Lafayette bought a new property based on its long history of repeat customers from Canada. But now, President Trump sealed the border indefinitely. Lafayette says he's lost bookings worth at least $500,000.
So I almost feel like a failure. My brother will tell me it's not my fault. My wife tells me it's not my fault. But all the optics and gauges that I use, it's just demoralizing.
And not just for him, but also the 80-plus seasonal workers he planned for, whose job prospects are now uncertain. Tourists spend more than $6 billion a year here, supporting about 1 in 7 jobs.
We're looking at the right down the gun barrel like a lot of people are.
Susie Hockmeyer's Northern Outdoors River Adventure Resort should be ramping up for the season now. But the rafts are still in storage, and she's trying to figure out how to maintain social distancing through all of her operations.
A boat is 16 feet long, and it has 4 different thwarts. So if you kept, you know, people in the same household in the first few thwarts, you probably get almost about a 6-foot distance between the guide and the people up front. It's possible we have to put a mask on the guide.
If they even get the chance. Commercial lodging in Maine is mostly shut down. That changes next month, but visitors from out of state will have to quarantine in place for 2 weeks before doing anything else. The hospitality industry says that's just causing problems, and leaders are begging state government to modify or lift that restriction. And there is hope that more prevalent coronavirus testing could help. Much depends on the pandemic's progress in hard-hit Massachusetts, which is the single biggest contributor to Maine's tourist population. Meantime, tourist towns like Old Orchard are testing ways to meet the needs of the day, closing streets so restaurants can stretch out a bit, coordinating beach openings, creating new cleaning regimes for all-important public restrooms.
The world is crazy now. Who was expecting this?
Rocco Ferraiello wears a mask as he shapes pizza rounds in his store. He's worried about making the rent. But he has some hope.
You know, I think if everybody does the right thing, mask, the gloves, this and that, everybody can work. Everywhere. You know? In every shop.
Another restaurant owner says it's not time to think outside of the box anymore. It's time for a whole new box. For NPR News, I'm Fred Bever in Old Orchard Beach, Maine.